Welcome to the Action Playbook. I'm Jason Fox.
And I'm Coach Robin.
And we are helping leaders take action in life and business. We're back, episode 23, and today we're talking about living styles. And you're probably questioning, if you're watching this on Facebook, why we're wearing the same clothes again. As you know, we do these back to back. So we're not living in the office. That's not our living styles we're here to talk about. But what are we here to talk about, Robin?
Today we're going to talk about living styles, and it's about our interactions in the workplace.
Okay, right. So not the fact we're living in our office.
It's not even what we do on the weekend. Unless you're at work on the weekend.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm gonna talk about a model, the living styles model, which is this sort of four quadrant model. And I try to find out where this model came from. And being part of Action Coach, I've got access to so many tools and so much content.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really hard to know whether this came from a book that somebody had read and adopted into our content, or whether somebody came up with this. But either which way, it's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And if anybody knows the source of this, please put this in the comments or message us.
Comment below. Or slide into the DMs. How good.
Yeah.
All right. So today we've got a little board in front of us. There's four quadrants, I see.
Yeah.
Take us on the journey.
All right. So four quadrants, and just as well, there's four, because it'd be awkward if there were three quadrants. Four quadrants. Okay. So on the left axis is self-respect, and on the bottom axis is respect for others. And then you've got high and low, right?
Sure.
So that's important, right? So just picture that. Four quadrants, self-respect on the left, respect for others on the bottom, and the bottom left-hand corner is low, top left is high, and bottom right is high. All right, so we're going to go from low to high.
Gotcha.
All right. So the first quadrant, which is low self-respect and low respect for others. This is a behavior that we see often in corporates, that sort of boardroom behavior where you throw someone under the bus. And effectively, this is called the manipulative style, the living style. Manipulative, meaning living style. Or also known as passive aggressive.
Sure.
Okay. So this is a lose-lose situation, where I'm going to throw somebody under the bus just so that I don't look bad, or I'm going to stab someone in the back, or I'm prepared to lose in this deal as long as you don't win, right? And so you end up with this lose-lose situation.
Yep.
Or another way to look at it is I'm not okay, you're not okay. That's the result I'm looking for, yeah. Mm. Or this is the result that I'm going to get from this interaction that I'm having in the workplace.
Yeah, I'm having a shit day, so you're having a shit day.
Yeah.
Pass it on.
Yeah.
Spreads like cancer.
Yeah. Or you didn't pay your account. I'm going to take you to court, right? I'm going to spend $20,000 taking you to court because you didn't pay the $1,000 account, right? I'm going to lose, but hell, I'm going to make sure you don't win.
Yeah, led with spite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The next one is where you've got high respect for others but low respect for yourself. And this is the style that we call passive, right? So you prepared to lose to help other people win.
Yeah.
Now, on the surface, it seems like a really good thing, right? Yeah. It's like
I care about others more than myself. I'm thoughtful. I'm this. I'm that.
I'm not okay, but I'm okay that you're okay.
Yeah.
Right.
This always happens to me, but you guys are doing well. Well, my kids, they needed that more than me. They've got a young kid. I don't deserve to eat. They do. Whatever.
Self-sacrificing. Yeah. Self-sacrificing. And quite honestly, it's not a great way to interact in the workplace. even though it seems like it might be. Now, before I go any further, there are situations where any one of these four can be applied or should be applied. For example, if somebody owes you $20,000 and it's going to cost you $1,000 for a debt collector to get the money, right? So you can go into that, I'm going to lose $1,000, but I'm going to get $19,000 back and you're going to lose your $20,000 that you owe me. So there are situations where they are applicable. Mm. But just in general, in the interactions we have in the workplace, this is what I'm talking about today, right? So the next, so that's called the passive. That's called the passive style, right?
Sure.
The next style I want to talk about is the hostile or the aggressive style. Mm-hmm. And this is where it's a win-lose, right? Yep. So it means I'm okay, you're not okay.
Trail of destruction behind you.
And we often see this in behaviors with a boss versus a leader. You know, the boss who tells you what to do, whereas a leader inspires you on what you need to do. And so it's like, I'm going to win, but everyone else is going to lose. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this into a sweatshop. I'm going to maximize our profit. I'm going to bleed you dry.
I'm going to pay everyone $4, and if you leave, I don't care. I'll just get someone else.
Yeah. Exactly. So where we see that interaction, I'm okay, you're not okay, that is also not conducive to good relationships in the workplace, right? Or good interaction in the workplace. Which then ultimately leads us to the high self-respect, high respect for others. This is the win. This is the win-win situation, yep. Right? So that's the top right-hand corner and of the quadrants. And so this is the one we really want to aim for. It's the bullseye, right? I'm okay and you're okay. Now, whether that's negotiating with a customer or whether it's inspiring a team to achieve a result that you want them to achieve, creating a win-win situation, what's in it for me, answering that question, what's in it for me and what's in it for you, that is the living style that we really want to see more of in business.
Yeah.
And that's called the assertiveness style. Assertiveness gets a bad rap, eh?
Yeah. Assertive doesn't have to mean that it's, you must do this, does it?
No.
It's just you're getting the point through to someone in a very clear and concise manner.
Yeah. And it's when I thought of what assertiveness meant before I understood this model.
You thought of Jason?
Look, yeah, I think. I think you absolutely go for a win-win. You know, but in the old model, my old understanding of assertiveness was I'm going to dig my heels in, right? I'm going to dig my heels in, and no one's going to budge me on this. I feel strongly, which is actually win-lose, right?
Yeah,
or the hostile.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, being assertive is that win-win. And I think it's even in the definition, when you look it up in the dictionary, in there, in the definition, it talks about, you know, it's a win-win situation. Mm-hmm. Assertiveness gets a bad rap, but assertiveness is the one we want to see more of in the workplace.
Yeah. So assertive, yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
So not hostile, not passive. It's everything, really, isn't it? Like you're walking through manipulative, but you're picking up passive, hostile, you're dragging it all into that assertive box.
And let's not forget, right, it's based on self-respect and respect for others.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we understand our true value and the respect that we have for ourselves. And of course, I don't think it's even necessary to talk about the need for respect for others. Podcast 22, we spoke about trust and respect. So if you want to find out more about how to build respect, listen to podcast 22 if you haven't already done so. But respect for others, really critical in a business environment. But let's not forget the self-respect.
Is that a wrap?
Well, yeah, I thought maybe just to share a quick story. I had a situation with a client where they were having a problem with getting paid for their services. So the invoice had been sent. There was some contentious issues around, you know, whether the work was actually done. They were just going to go straight to hand it over for collection, right? And when they brought that to my attention, we worked together and set up a plan on how we were going to get the money paid. And it started off with, you know, set up a meeting. Let's have a discussion. Let's hear what the other person is feeling about this. Let's hear them out. And then, you know, once we did that and we understood their side of the story, they understood our side of the story, what happened was that they negotiated a new price, which was slightly lower from what the invoice was, but the client was happy, or the client was a little less unhappy.
Sure, yeah.
And my client was a little less unhappy.
There was a solution. There was a resolve.
There was a compromise.
Yeah.
There was a compromise, right? And so in that compromise was the win-win situation. Mm. You've probably heard it said, you know, a good deal is one where both parties walk away feeling slightly unhappy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's a good example of a win-win situation.
The monetary one's a real funny one. I see this in finance a lot as well. It's like, you know, I've got to pay this $10,000 bill. I don't have $10,000 right now, so I'll wait until such a time that I have $10,000, which never comes, versus, hey, look, I'm not going to be able to meet this payment this month, but I can give you $6,000 and I can probably give you $4,000 next month, which makes everyone happy. But instead, it's like, oh, I can't pay that. I'll just hide from it.
Yeah.
And it will go away.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They don't.
Sweep it under the rug.
They don't go away.
In the sand.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever that's on the other line of the other end of that transaction also has bills to pay, staff to feed, mouths to feed, family, yeah, overheads, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah.
So go out there, look for the win-win situation. Look for the win-win when you're dealing with your own team. Look for the win-win when you're dealing with customers. And look for the win-win for your business. And take action.